Lowry and Cobb?
Correct.
What are you looking for from them in their returns here today?
Well, Adam has hit two games, so we're expected to jump right back in. Andrew has been out a longer period of time, but very smart player. So he's not a guy that lives and dies on how his hands feel that night, whether he's going to get 4 points or not, and we decide whether he played well. He's going to be positionally real strong and both penalty killers, and we've clearly lacked that.
What has Mason Appleton done to work his way up the depth chart and to stay in here?
For tonight, good play. But the two guys that I'm going to take out of the lineup played very well, too. So there wasn't a hole in their game. It wasn't anything negative in that. The starting idea is I want to put Andrew Kopp on left wing in his natural position and start him on the fourth line. Jack Rozalek played in the three-hole for us. We won two games, really liked what he did. And then the right wing position is Mason's natural spot, and he's scored a goal. We think he's trending really well, really strong. So that's how it was. There wasn't anything more to it.
I know he may not be there tonight, but what do you think of his work on the penalty kill, and what makes him a good candidate for maybe that 7-8 slot?
Well, it starts when he comes in and you start going. So we run the same systems that the Moose do. He's got a real good handle on it, but he asks questions. He asks the right questions, and when he's on the bench, he's talking to the coaches, and he can articulate what he's reading on the ice. And in your conversation, you quickly understand. It's a very good understanding of what's going on. So he sits through the penalty-killing meetings. He had to kill penalties, and then the function was we had two killers out of our lineup, and two of them got hurt, and the other two took penalties. So somebody was going. It was great because I got Patty Laine giving me the eye. There's a bunch of guys that were looking at their chance. So Mason got his chance. He did a real good job. Our two kills in the second period in Van were real strong, and he was on them.
Paul, what do you expect this game to potentially look like with coming out of the break? Teams haven't skated, I guess, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, there's always that unknown off Christmas breaks, All-Star breaks. It's always there. But I think with these two teams, you know, they're really structured well, and they understand their game. I think it takes about 10 minutes, and then the banging comes into the game, and then it'll be. I think both these teams get to their level very quickly. In order to get to that, we're probably both preaching the same thing. You keep this thing as simple as you possibly can. Hit the first open option, take as much ice as you can, and keep the puck moving forward. So no secret plays, and you don't need to find your creativity here tonight to get yourself back. I don't think it's going to take very long for both teams. I think we get to a pretty good hockey game early.
And presumably the last time you met in the back of everybody's minds and how the first 10 minutes of that game went.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's a block. Thank you. Are we good? For so many of you? All right.
What challenges do the Flames present for you?
I think they're a lot like our hockey team. They've got some really good checkers in the mix of some real fine offensive talent, and they're, I think both teams are like, it's that constant. The faster you can get your offensive players to check well, then the more powerful your team becomes. Got a nice back end, very mobile, very active, get involved in the rush. When you run your matchups in the room, at home, you're looking for an advantage, and then when you play a team like Calgary, for every advantage you get, you got to give something back as well. And that's the mark of that good depth that they have, good young players that have developed. Lots of high-end skill that can win a game on its own, and both teams have had goalies had really big nights and win games. We're just coming off two of them. You know, Hellebuck and Brassard both were the key players for us in our last two wins, so it's good depth.
Is there a line or a pairing you'd like to have out against their top line, or is the matchup game not all that important?
Well, we start with an idea. And coming in, that's all you have is an idea. But we've got some nice depth on our blue line. We will tend to run Morrissey and Trouba against speed, and Bufflin and Sherrod against size. We don't get married to too heavy a match.
Just one more for me, Paul. With the two wins on the road trip last week, you guys are now 10-0-0 in games that are tied after two periods. You're one of the youngest teams in the league. How does your team maybe manage so well being in a very tight game, going down to the wire as those last two games did, and not maybe getting away from doing some of those things or panicking?
I think it's some experience with it. I do think that the playoffs help that. You know, there are some carryovers that you can sell back into the room, and you know, going into a game seven, that idea, and that for me is you're tied at the end of two, right? It's the last game. You want to go out and play your game. I know it's overused, but we have a certain way we want to look, and there's a confidence in that game. Then it just so happens you fired that question out with a team with a third period production like they've got, so thanks very much for that. Appreciate that. The jinxers. All right.